Blog Talk Radio.
And we apply. That's how we know. We know the footsteps of the Most High virtually is his words, and we study that. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. We try to keep a pulse on our people and different nations also. You see, our people can become a monstrosity in its contemporary time. As a matter of fact, our ancient went too far off the mark, Isaac. In the case of this young man, we're about to study Michael. In 17, matter of fact, it's a domino effect, truth be told. Michael, idolatry, affected his mother, affected a young man, a Levite from the tribe of Yehuda. Everybody is tainted in some way, shape, fashion, and another. Why? Because they don't, not only do they not study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, they don't apply it. And that's just it. My name is Yom Suf Arif, and this is the Real Talk for Real People show. A show where we study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. A study where we try to meditate and make the right application. A show where we try to encourage you to do the same. Why? Because we're all in this together. Along with me, I am a student teacher. My brother from New York City is a student teacher also. His name is Cartrell. He's just like me and so sensitive to the word. So much sensitive to the word. He's cognizant of everything. Especially in lieu of the fact of these people picking this kind of man to be their president. He's not surprised, and neither am I. And neither should you be. You should expect these things from our enemies. You shouldn't expect nothing like Jim Crow. But maybe you should expect something like a modernized version of Jim Crow. Basically, that's what it is. Because if they can ignore their common sense, ignore their spiritual connection, so they said they have with Jesus or somewhat, they can ignore the fact that this guy's some sort of pervert. And what does that say about them? I rest my case. That being said, I'm going to bring my brother on from New York City. Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless you, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But Yahshua Fari, shalom. May the Most High bless
brother.
You. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. May he bless you also, brother.
Yes, sir. Sister Lasagna, Sister Avia, y'all out there. May the Most High bless y'all as well. Shalom.
Sister Lasagna, a little tired today. She's her eyeballs are looking at the back of her eyelid. She hear you. But she hear you. But her eyes are looking at the back of her eyes are looking at the back of her eyelid. She's sort of tired for someone today. The weather has been quite dreary. And she has a lot on her mind.
Okay.
But she'll get up. She'll get up. If she don't, she'll be all right. Yeah, because she's listening. She's right beside me listening to the show in itself.
Yeah, you got to listen to your body. Which I tell my son, if you're tired, the body's telling you got to rest, you got to rest.
And that's just it, brother. That's just it.
Amen.
We ain't mad at her.
Not at all. I don't know.
Where, Brother Cocktail? You have any commentaries before we get started?
Did you see that ABC World News tonight? Where they say 17-year-old brother is extremely dangerous because he escaped from the popo.
A 17-year-old brother?
Yeah, they had him locked up since he was 14.
Are you kidding me?
And he managed to escape.
Right.
They put the word out. They usually say armed and extremely dangerous.
Right.
But he's 17 years old. They say that he's extremely dangerous, but he's unarmed.
Why is he extremely dangerous, Cartier?
Because they want to kill him. Don't you know?
Mm.
When they shoot him, they kill him.
Okay.
Because they said he was extremely dangerous, even though he's unarmed, it would justify their actions.
Well, Cartier, he may very well be dead as we speak.
I pray not.
I pray not, but I don't trust him, Cartier. I don't trust him one bit. Look at him.
But he's been locked up for murder since he was 14.
Right.
How a 14-year-old committing murder out there? Come on,
exactly.
Man.
We have become our young folks, man, and we have our fault to play in this matter. Have become a double down monstrosity, Cartier. You do anything, taking these pills and these drugs that go along with it, numbing our minds and being complacent and going about doing whatever, just like Michael did, whatever. It's true.
That's because the wicked have rule of the earth, and they don't care about nobody but making that money and keeping power.
Exactly.
And we fall right into their traps.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because we think that the wicked going to change and they're going to make life better for us.
Oh, is that right?
That ain't happening.
Well, 403 years, well, 4 years and counting, I don't see it.
But it is what it is. We got to turn back to our Creator and use the spiritual powers that are dormant within us. Wake them up. Reconnect with the Most High.
Yes. And let's make sure we remain in the gap, Cartier. We do our duties as the elders of this nation by virtue of what we're doing today. Thank you,
and
brother.
The elders are supposed to sharpen the people with our counsel.
Exactly.
We're supposed to love them. So we got to be on point. No doubt.
Exactly, brother. Thank you, Brother Cartrell. Brother Cartrell, fellow students, those from the different nations seem to pick up the pace in our studies, listening with us quite long. And numbers are exceeding expectations, especially in lieu of the fact that we were off not something of our own doing, but it seems to compel and accelerate the interest in the Real Talk for Real People show. And praise God and bless his holy name for that, Cartrell.
Praise
up. Okay, everyone turn. Yeah. Amen, brother. Everyone turn to chapter 17 of Shofar Shoftim. Shofar Shoftim. No, well, you don't know what that is? You call it Judges. That's not the actual name. I'm giving you the actual name. Chapter 17. This guy, after Samson comes on to the scene, Michael, idolatry. He didn't come on for a good thing. He came on for a bad thing. Now, there was a man from the mountains of Ephraim, Ephraimite, whose name was Michael. He said to his mother, the 1,100 shekels of silver that were taken from you, on which you put a curse, even saying it in my ears. I heard what you said. He said, here's the silver with me. His mother said, may you be blessed by Yah, my son. So when he had returned the 1,100 shekels of gold to his mother said, I have wholly dedicated the silver from my hand to Yah for my son. And this is so off the mark and so, you just making up stuff like these folk do today in this Christendom. And she goes on to say, to make a carved image, an idol, and a molded image, an idol. Now therefore I will return it to you for this purpose. I mean, it didn't say that, but she returned it to him for that purpose. Thus he returned the silver to his mother. Then his mother took 200 shekels of silver and gave them to the silversmith. And he made it into a carved image, an idol, and a molded image. And they were in the house of Michael. Now, the man Michael had a shrine and made an ephod and household idols. He consecrated one of his sons, who became his priest. In those days, there was no king in Israel as justification. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes, just like we do today. We go about serving carved images. Why? Truth be told, number one, we don't know Yah. Number two, we don't know our king, earthly king. And number three, we don't know our spiritual king. And we're so off the mark in every aspect of the word, just as Michael was. The man Michael had a shrine and made an ephod and household idols. And he consecrated one of his sons who became his parent. How he going to consecrate somebody? In those days, there was no king. There was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes, just like we do today. Now, there was a young man from Bethlehem in Yehuda, of the family of Yehuda. He was from the family of Yehuda. He was a Levite and stayed there. The man departed from the city of Bethlehem in Yehuda to stay wherever he could find a place, just like some of these jackleg preachers, wherever they can find a place. Then he came to the mountain of Ephraim, to the house of Michael, as he journeyed. And Michael said to him, where do you come from? He said to him, I am a Levite from Bethlehem in Yehuda. I'm on my way to find a place to stay, just like these old jackleg preachers. You don't know how fast they move till you put a plate of chicken in front of them. Michael said to him, dwell with me and be a father and a priest to me. And I will give you 10 shekels of silver. And some people, just like this fellow, will sell their soul just for some money. 10 shekels of silver per year, a suit of clothes, and your sustenance. So the Levite obviously accepted the offer. So the Levite went in. Then the Levite was content. That word, content, to dwell with the man, just like some of these jackleg preachers. And the young man became like one of the sons of him. So Michael consecrated the Levite. How are you going to consecrate anybody? I can't figure that one. And a young man became his priest and lived in the house of Michael. Then Michael said, now I know that Yah, I mean, bringing Yah into this equation, well, Yah ain't got nothing to do with this hot mess, will be good to me since I have a Levite. I mean, that's just, that's like a stove with no gas in it. I got a stove and I can cook me some chicken, but you ain't hooked to the gas. He got a Levite, that certainly is the truth. But this Levite is off the mark because he's not praising and serving Yah. He's just doing whatever this man want him to do. Now, how does this brother Michael think that's going to benefit him in the least bit? We're not to serve any idols or serve any God. And he's serving. And then he says, Yah, what Yah got to do with this? Yah ain't got nothing to do with your idolatry. And this Levite who sold his soul for scraps just to justify your position because that's what you want. Just like some of us today, Cajuel. Sad to say, but it's true. Our ancient ones was no, in some cases, wasn't no better. Far worse. Well, no, I can't say they were far worse. I seem like to me, tit for tat, Cajuel. They don't know Yah. They don't follow his precepts. They don't follow his mandate. They don't let his footstep be their pathways, his words. They do what they want to do, how they want to do, and when they want to do it. Think that's going to say, oh, the Lord is going to help me with Jesus on my side and a fake leg preacher. Godrell, my dear brother and friend, you have the mic.
Did you read verse 13?
Okay, let's go back up, Godrell, to 13. Okay. Then Michael said, now I know that Yah will be good to me since I have a Levite as a priest. You know what seems to me, Kadri? Seems like to me, one more thing, Kadri. Obviously, they ain't studying Yah. Praise Yah.
Say it again.
Obviously, they're not studying Yah.
And you hit just the nail right on the head.
Exactly.
Because here we are. We done study from Bereshit. And here we are in the book of Judges.
Exactly.
And we know that Micah is out of line based on what we study.
Right.
We know that this Levite is out of line.
Exactly.
Just because you're a Levite, that don't give you the right to be a priest.
Exactly.
And the fact that you're a priest of an idol, that makes
right.
it worse. Come on now.
Exactly.
What was our ancient fathers exactly. thinking? And they bring in the name of our creator, Yah, into the mix from his mother to the priest. She talking about, may Yah bless you, my son, but she going to make an idol.
Mm-hmm. Crazy, Katria. He stole from his mama first.
Yeah, and I must confess, I stole from my mother too. My mother used to have a jar of quarters, and trust me, I went into the jar of quarters. I must confess.
Truth be told, I knocked my daddy off too. So I ain't got my nose in that one, but I ain't mad at you. It was wrong all the way around. I ain't knocking. My dad had a jar full of quarters on the back porch. Every day I went to school, I made sure I had me about $1 worth of them. I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because of the fact that Cottrell brought it up and made mention of it as far as his mother is concerned. And I have to confess,
yes.
I'm no better than Cottrell.
Listen, we have to be like King David. We must confess our iniquities, our transgressions, and our sin. And when I was a youngster, my mother had a water jar. You know them big water jars you put?
Daddy had one. I think that was a universal jar. Daddy had one of them big old gallon
pickle
jar.
Now, I didn't take the whole thing. But I took bits and pieces of it. You know what I'm saying?
I did too.
I ain't do it on a regular basis, but when I needed it, I knew exactly where it was, where she was trying to hide it, and I was dipping in it.
Well, Cottrell, truth be told, you were better than me. I took it as regular as I could.
So my man Micah, he got flaws, and he's willing to acknowledge his flaws, but he's not walking the righteous path, nor is his mother. And Micah is not a judge in the nation of Israel.
No.
But this is just a glimpse as to how we were wayward in our thinking. You're going to put Yah, the name of our creator, in conjunction with your idol. And that's what we do today. We're talking about Israelites. We're talking about there's Israelites out there talking about their messianic. Do you know what the name Messiah, Christ, Messiah means? It means anointed. Mm. And we already know from the studies who is anointed.
The high priest, the king.
And it's the priest, the high priest, the priest, and the high priest.
And the king.
And the king. And that's it. Ain't nobody else anointed? And from what we've read, the code says, ain't nobody else supposed to be making that oil or putting that anointing oil on their body, right? That's what we know.
Exactly.
And we have the same situation today. People are talking about, Micah talking about he's going to make this Levite a priest to himself.
Okay.
That's what we do. Just because you're from the tribe of Levi doesn't mean that you're a priest. You could be from Kohath, Gershon, or Merari, and you a Levite. But did you come from Aaron, Moses' brother? Because we know what the history says. Only the sons of Aaron, who is a Levite, from the family of Kohath. There is a lot of Kohathites, but all of them are not from the family of Aaron.
Exactly.
So this chapter is like a mirror as to what our character is as a people, as a nation, how we do things. We're going to try to include the Most High and do our own thing. This is ridiculous.
Exactly.
Bringing the Most High's name in it, and he's talking about you're going to make a silver idol from the money that your family stole to you. And after you do that, you're going to go out and find a priest for the smoking image that you created. You creating a god. Ain't it supposed to be the other way around?
Exactly.
It's supposed to be the other way around. God created you. You're not supposed to be creating a god that comes from giant hands. And this is what we see. They created a god from the silver that they got back. And they hired a priest from the tribe of Levi. He should have known better. He should have been a teacher. Feel like, yo, I'm a Levite, but I ain't no priest. And I know that we're not supposed to be worshiping idols. But this Levite, brother, whoever, they don't mention his name, he went with the program for his own self-interest. So the Levite was content. The Levite should not have been content. The Levite was content to dwell with the man, and the young man was to him as one of his sons. Yeah, he had no place else to go. And that's how we're supposed to treat the Levites in our nation. When a Levite comes knocking on your door and he says he needs a place to live, you're supposed to open arms to him, right? That's the code. So this Levite took advantage of that. Micah consecrated the Levite. Who gave Micah the authority to consecrate a Levite? And the young man became his priest and was in the house of Micah. And Micah said, now I know that Yah will do me good. Come on, man. We think that in church. Right?
Exactly.
Just believe in Jesus, he's going to bring you financial goods. You're going to get that house. You're going to get that car that you've been praying for. You believe in Jesus. And it's the same nonsense that's going on right here. So again, he says, since I have a Levite as my priest. Every Levite is not a priest. And the priest had to be from 30 years old to 50 years old. That was the time of his service. And we didn't even know how old this young man is. That's a Levite. He may not even be 30.
Exactly.
All praises.
All praises. Thank you, Brother Cottrell. Fellow students, Brother Cottrell is about to proceed to our final segment of study in the book, The Songs of Solomon. Chapter 3.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel. And this is quite a long, this song that he wrote is an album. It's not just a 45.
Exactly.
An album. And we see the beauty and the creativity in our people that love meant a lot to us between a man and a woman. And here we're talking about a king and a maiden who he sees as his soulmate. So all praise to the Holy One Israel, the God of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to our great King, King Solomon, in the song that he wrote about his Isha that he loved. It says, the bride's dream. On my bed by night, I sought him whom my soul loves. I sought him, but found him not. I will rise now and go about the city, in the streets and in the squares. I will seek him whom my soul loves. I sought him, but found him not. The watchmen found me, and they went about in the city. Have you seen him whom my soul loves? Scarcely had I passed them, when I found him whom my soul loves. I held him and would not let him go. True love song, right?
Exactly.
You see the person you love, you try to find him, then you find him. Boom. Embrace automatically, and you don't want to let him go. Until I had brought him into my mother's house and into the chamber of her who conceived me. I adjore you, O daughters of Jerusalem, by the gazelles or the does of the field, that you do not stir or that you do not stir up or awaken love until it pleases. King Solomon arrives for the wedding. He's about to marry this young lady. What is that coming from the wilderness? Like columns of smoke, perfume with myrrh and frankincense, with all the fragrance powders of the merchant. What's the smell? Real good. Behold, it is the litter of King Solomon. Around it are 60 mighty men. Some of the mighty men of Israel, all of them wearing swords and experts in war. That must have been awesome. Each with his sword at his thigh against terror by night. King Solomon made himself a carriage. From the wood of Lebanon, he made it posts of silver, its back of gold, its seat of purple, its interior was inlaid with love by the daughters of Jerusalem. Go out, O daughters of Zion, and look upon King Solomon with the crown which his mother crowned him on the day of his wedding, on the day of the gladness of his heart. Praise Yah. Imagine praise the king's wedding to the woman that he really loved.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Thank you, Brother Cartrell. Wait, I mean, the night show was short, quick, and sweet. And there's sometimes it bees that way, and sometimes it doesn't. But nevertheless, what part are you going to play? It's up to you now. We encourage you strongly to meditate, restudy, and then make the right application. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. We love you, fellow students. Cottrell, any closing remarks?
I think we learned a valuable lesson tonight in our Book of Judges with the man Micah, who made a Levite his priest and set up idols in his house and invoke the name of Yah. Because we're still doing the same thing today, talking about Yehoshua HaMashiach, the Messiah and the Christ and the Savior. It's only Yah is going to save the nation of Israel. There was no Messiah, no Christ, no Mashiach there when the Most High brought us out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And he lets us know it was him alone. So we have to learn the lessons because we reflect ourselves in these ancient words and history that we're uncovering in the book of Judges, because we haven't changed and we need to change. So I hope that with our study that we change and don't continue on the same path that our ancient fathers continue to walk. All praise to the Holy One Israel. We love y'all. Shalom and good night.
We love y'all. Shalom and good night.
Put it down on the machine.